Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
What we're seeing here in Los Angeles is Donald Trump doing what he does best, which is sow chaos and create disorder with little regard for the people who live here. The president doesn't care about making it worse. He's more than happy to see violent protests. It gives him something to talk about, something other than his big ugly bill that's going to blow a hole in the deficit and take away people's health care. So for him, this is a wonderful distraction.
Oh, it's a wonderful distraction. Adam Schiff is a truth teller. We know that from his past, that he is always just here
to give
you the lowdown.
Super honest guy.
And I almost made that the poll today. I didn't tell Brad this, but one of the poll ideas was, does Donald Trump want violence in California? But it was too obvious that the answer is no. But that's the Democrat talking point. I thought it would be a really good way to kind of weave that into everything we're talking about today. Instead, the YouTube live chat poll is, can California be saved? Yes or no? That is kind of a big question. And we left it big because you could take that a number of ways. And we want to know how you take it and how you answer the YouTube live chat poll question. But back to that original point there with Adam Schiff and so many others. I could play so many audio clips of people saying, you know, from Newsom and Karen Bass and all these people in California saying, well, this is what Trump wants. Really? Is that the, you know, the memo goes out and everybody repeats it. But is that the memo, that Trump wants more violence? I can't find something other than maybe it would be a distraction from his battle with Elon Musk. Yeah, maybe I could see that. But that's not really a lot of what they're saying. What they're saying is that Trump is trying to escalate violence. Now, ask yourself, sit back and ask yourself, based on the previous presidency of Donald Trump, the 4 years of Biden, and now the new administration with Trump, has Trump shown himself a man who loves to see violence in America? I think that is a ridiculous, ridiculous talking point. But anyway, this is Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range in here. This is the last day of the Manny Fry Show for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Because Annie will be back tomorrow. So we're going to kind of have some fun today, especially in the 2 o'clock hour, man. I don't even want to tell you.
We're going to have some fun today because Annie will be back tomorrow.
The 2 o'clock hour. We have got here. I'll just tee it up for you. We want to know if you have any stories about sleepwalking.
Ooh.
If you have sleepwalked, or your kids, or you know anybody that, you know, a really good story or whatever, we would like to hear from you. And we already have one guest confirmed to share a really wild sleepwalking story that I know just the beginning of. I told them, said, wait, if it's a really good story, tell it then, because we're going to do that at 2 o'clock, and a lot more fun stuff coming up at 2 o'clock. But between now and then, I compiled this list here that I wanted to share. It is of what I consider to be the different factions of protesters that happen in the United States.
Okay.
And Brad, I haven't shared this with you, so I'm going to get your thoughts on this too. It's just three different factions here, so making up the triangle. One is the right. The right has protests. They're not that frequent. They're mostly peaceful, although everybody's going to remember January 6th.
Sometimes they're fiery.
Yeah. That one certainly was.
Yeah.
That one's a weird one to gauge everything by, though, because A, Democrats have gauged everything by that one.
Yeah.
And it really is one of many yes. others for years. And they're also, it's confirmed that there were instigators planted in the crowd there from the FBI by Christopher Wray, and we know some of the names of them. So that's a weird one to gauge everything on.
I wouldn't say instigators. That hasn't been confirmed that there were instigators, but there were assets.
There were assets that were instigating, if you want to put it that way. I mean, whatever you want to call it. And so that's a weird one because you go, well, would they still have gotten violent if those instigators or assets weren't there? Maybe. We just don't know. You can't go back and redo history to find out. But that's a weird one. But for the most part, when you talk about right-wing protests, you're talking about the Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely not a violent faction there. It was more of a fiscally conservative people dressed up like Uncle Sam and, you know, going around
yeah.
Protesting. And then, since the Obama era, it's really looked more like not even protesting so much. You have individual protests like the March for Life and things that are cause-based, but general protests have been confined more to like rallies, like Trump rallies. Even when Trump wasn't
right.
the president,
right.
that would be like the resistance would be at a MAGA rally or something like that. And those weren't violent other than the fact that somebody tried to shoot the president, but that wasn't right-wingers being
right.
violent.
Right.
So you have that faction being one of the three. The second, and this is where I'll defend the left a little bit. Annie will be back tomorrow, and she can slap me if she wants to. But I'm defending the left and saying that there is a faction of the left, and I'm talking about average people, not like the politicians, average people who go to a protest.
Yeah.
That they protest a lot more
uh-huh.
than we do on the right. You could go out really during any Republican administration, certainly of the last 10 years, and find, you know, any given weekend, you could probably find a protest going on somewhere. Yeah. I mean, in my town, Collinsville, I drove through in a rainy day and they were committed, I got to say. And there wasn't a single cause. It was like, I stand with Ukraine right next to abortion, next to whatever else. I don't know what else. And then I drove through your neck of the woods in O'Fallon, in Illinois, and saw one there just randomly.
There was a guy for, I would say, this is right after Elon Musk went on stage and did the My Heart Goes Out salute.
Ah.
And he came out there. It was that guy and his dog and a little billboard. And I was driving past him early in the morning because there's a little town market going on. And I drove, and he's at the town intersection at the corner. And his little sign said, "I believe it was a Nazi salute." And that was three
mm-hmm.
Saturdays in a row, so mm-hmm. almost a month. He was the only one out there saying it, but he wanted to make sure that he was out there. So this is dedication. Yeah. And
you see a lot of, I would say, smaller protests, although on June 14th, it sounds like they're going to get bigger, depending on the funding and how many people actually show up on those things. But I'll defend the left here and say that most of those are very peaceful. They're often very angry. People are very mad and charged up, but they're peaceful. And they're very frequent. And the demographic has oddly shifted in the last 10 years or so, that it's mostly older white people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's only older white people, but that's the base. And that's been unique. That's different.
That was the people that were marching and singing earlier on after Trump got inaugurated.
Yeah, protesting Doge and all that. So there's the first two. Then you have this third one that I'm really wanting to focus on here. And we'll get into a little bit more of this because Tanya J. Powers is coming up next, national radio reporter for Fox News. We're going to talk about some of the specifics going on within L.A. today and last night. We got a lot of sound to work through today, too, and I'm looking forward to all this. We got a lot, actually, in this show. But the third faction is the one I really wanted to focus on here because it's not the same as the left. I think it's important to delineate between the two. It's definitely not the right, and it's not the average left-wing protester who shows up with the sign and is really passionate. This is the basically commie anarchists.
Mm-hmm.
Who will take over protests,
yes,
but are not those same people. And in fact, there's not a ton of them. Let's say it's a few hundred people. Maybe it's a little bit more than that, maybe give or take, depending. But they move from thing to thing. And here's how you know they're not exclusively the left, although they do align with the left more. they show up during not just Republican presidents. You know, if like during Trump, they go big.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They go bigger than they would under Biden. But remember, the last 4 years under Biden, there's not one that I can point to and say, oh, remember this one in particular. But you recall, there'd be little things that would pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd go, that's weird, you know, because this is Biden.
Right.
And they'd still kind of pop up.
Specifically the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, exactly. And it was always curious because you go, you know, if these are left-aligned groups, you could tell that they were more aligned with left, but they weren't part of it because they'd pop up and they'd go away a little quicker than they would now under a Republican president. But they were still there. And if you go back far enough, and these things don't go back that far because it's more of a relatively new phenomenon in America. It's very old in other parts of the world. But in America, you go back to Obama. He had quite a few of these things pop up under his administration, too. Now, whether he was okay with that or not, I don't know, and I'm not going to get into that here. But you remember Ferguson. I mean, of course we do. Yeah. We're in St. Louis. Of course we do. That was a big national story, and it was a riot. I mean, it was violent. There were Molotov cocktails. There was smoke. There was fire. It wasn't a huge area, but it was a riot. And it was violent at times, and it burned buildings and property. And that's what we're talking about here, is the destruction of whatever. This is what the rioters do. And that is a completely different faction than the protesters who show up on the right, certainly, and the protesters who show up on the left. Now, we're going to break a little early here soon. Maybe not yet, Brad. I'm not break yet. But we want to get to Tiny J Powers, and we're kind of on a schedule to get to her. But I want to come back, you know, maybe at the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour even, and start playing some of the audio walking through, because it gets blurry. The line gets blurry between the average leftist protester who is doing so peacefully, and I completely disagree with the reason they're protesting right now. Deporting people who are here illegally is something that the vast majority of America is behind.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the right to protest. But your protest, I just think it's a ridiculous cause. But you aren't necessarily causing the riots. And so it's weird because there are politicians who are getting caught up in these things. Some of them seem to be encouraging the riots without saying so. And others seem to be discouraging the riots, but blaming it on Trump and just trying to defect. And so the politics is where it gets really blurry.
Yeah.
For the average citizen, you can definitely point to each person and go, you're in this group, you're in that group, or you're in this group. And that's what I wanted to kind of focus on here and set the stage for the rest of the show, because we are going to take a break here. Are you saying we're going to
get at 22?
22. Okay, so we got a couple minutes. Let me play a piece of audio here from Tom Homan. Now, Tom Homan, of course, is the battle between California and the federal government is something that will be examined. And it's happening in real time. And who comes out on top in this? I don't know. It's, again, why we're asking the question, can California be saved? Because we're talking about completely different ideologies running that state, that big state, and that big economy versus what's running the federal government right now. Here's Tom Homan.
So sanctuary cities are going to get exactly what they don't want. More officers in the communities and more officers in worksite. We can't arrest them in jail or arrest them in the community. If we can't arrest them in the community, we're going to increase worksite enforcement operation. We're going to flood the zone. And based on what LA is doing right now, we're going to continue to flood the zones. We're going to be there tonight. We're going to be there tomorrow. We're going to be there every day in the next 4 years. Arresting public safety threat illegal aliens. We're not going to apologize for doing it.
Look, if Newsom, Governor Newsom of California, or L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, or whoever these names are right now, if they wanted to keep the National Guard out of their state, they would not declare themselves sanctuary cities and states.
Right.
They would work with their own law enforcement. But they don't do that. They tell their law enforcement actually to not work
to not
with
work
those people with ICE. And so we're not just talking about ICE here. We're talking about National Guard. Those are different factions.
Well, and
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's the other side of it, too. I know a lot of people complain about the raids, but the raids wouldn't happen if your county jails and whatnot, whenever ICE would put a detainer out, they would hold on to those people. Then ICE could come into the jail and take that person out of the jail. You don't have masked guys raiding, you know, all geared up and kitted up to go in and get bad guys out of the place. You would just have them going to the jail, and you'd have a transfer of prisoners. But the sanctuary city policies prevent that from happening, actively discourage it.
Yeah, they do. And in fact, I was on the Mark Cox Morning Show this morning, as I usually am on Tuesday mornings, do a hit there. And one of the things we talked about is that there were protests scheduled, similar type protests scheduled in L.A. and Florida over the weekend, Sunday, Monday. And look what they've developed into in L.A. and look what they developed into in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. We're watching L.A. burn and Florida, you didn't even know it happened. So this stuff was organic in a sense because these ICE raids are happening all over the country. But in places where there's lawlessness, you have to send in more law. And then they complain that they're sending in more law enforcement. And really what they're doing is a mistake because America is with law enforcement. And when you have Governor Newsom stepping up and saying that he is against Trump, he's against sending in more, what he's saying is, unfortunately, we're kind of embracing the lawlessness here. They won't come right out and say that, but that is in practice exactly what they're doing. Once again, the YouTube live chat poll today, we're asking you, can California be saved? Yes or no? Let us know your answer to that question. We're going to break here and get to really live coverage from Tanya J. Powers, national radio reporter for Fox News. She's going to join us on the other side of this break and just give us the lowdown of what's happening in LA at the moment. And we got another couple big questions we're going to talk about with her. So stick around. That's next.
Everybody. Annie's out. Ryan and Brad are in. This is the Manny Fry Show.
I think what really matters from sort of a long view here is the fact that he is militarizing and deploying the Guard for the purpose of policing Americans' protest activity, uh-huh, uh-huh. right? Our freedom of speech, uh-huh. our freedom of assembly. And there's a very big, stark demarcation between military troops and law enforcement, public law enforcement, civilian law enforcement. Right. And you are an army turned inside to police its citizens can cause chaos, fascism. And so I think that's
civil
the way
war.
And civil war. Yeah. I think that's the way we need to look at it, because deploying the National Guard is supposed to be a last resort. Mm-hmm. But what this president is doing is that he's saying he's going to deploy them anywhere in this country where there is protest. So that is certainly not a last resort use of military troops.
It's funny how the people causing chaos, apparently according to The View, are the law enforcement, not the people throwing Molotov cocktails. Tanya J. Powers is here, national radio reporter for Fox News. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
So let me ask you this. Is there any precedent for the National Guard being sent into a situation like this?
There is. It's been a very long time since. And when you say...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Situation like this, what I assume what you're talking about is without the governor saying, hey, please come to our state and do something. That has happened. It's just been a very long time. Usually governors are the ones who ask, okay, look, we need more help here. And they appeal to, the president, depending on the situation. This has happened in the past, in the 60s, if you will recall from your history book, that during the civil rights movement, there was federalization of the National Guard under Title 10 of the U.S. Code. Presidents Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson used that to enforce the expansion of civil rights that included the desegregation of Central High School in Little Rock, Ole Miss in 1962, University of Alabama. Different situations there. I can also tell you that kind of the latest on all of this going on with the National Guard deployment and the Marines as well. The president this morning spoke in the Oval Office to reporters. He left open the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act that, of course, authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the U.S. to suppress a rebellion or domestic violence or enforce the law, depending on the situation. That is one of the things that has been talked about a lot, especially with the deployment of the 700 Marines to Los Angeles. They are there now. He has deployed in total about 4,000 National Guard troops as well, and has said that, I think that your soundbite kind of alluded to that, but that's one of the things he said in the last, several hours, especially. He reiterated that in the Oval Office, that they would, be sending people everywhere if there were more protests.
Tanya,
and they felt like that's what they needed to do.
I know we only have you for a short time here as you're doing news hits, but I do want to ask before we run out of time with you, is this mostly confined to Los Angeles? I mean, we're talking about the governor here, so it could be anywhere, but I just keep hearing Los Angeles. Is it breaking out anywhere else?
It looks like Los Angeles seems to be, where the focus is. That is where, like you said, the governor and the mayor, Karen Bass, have both said, we don't need that. We don't need the help. Matter of fact, the governor, the attorney general, the state attorney general has even filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration saying this is an overreach, an abuse of power by the president to do this. And they've asked for, a restraining order, basically, to make him, stop doing this. Who knows if that, if they'll have any success with that.
The Insurrection Act, is that something that, not to put you on the spot, but is that something that has been used in the recent history of the United States?
Recently, I can't think of a time that it's been used. Right off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm also not a legal scholar,
yeah.
So I don't have an answer. But that's a really good question. I do wish I knew the answer to that. That's a good one.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for your reporting. I've been looking forward to asking you just about that question about the National Guard history, because, this is such a big topic. A lot of people are saying, well, how could he do so? But, there is precedent for that, it sounds like. So,
yeah, there has been in the past. You're right.
Thank you so much. Tanya J. Powers, national radio reporter for Fox News. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we transition here, and you know what? Actually, I want to stick on this because I said I have a lot of audio to play here. And I set this up in the first break talking about how there are three different, factions, three different points to the triangle of people who protest in the country. And one of the questions we were thinking about asking for the poll was, have you ever protested? Because you could very much be in one of these categories and listening right now. Number one being the right. This would be MAGA rallies, Tea Party. You could throw J6 in there because that was a protest. It's really the one that gets talked about the most that got violent. Number two, the left. And this is where I defended the left and said, for the most part, when I see leftist protest and right too, they're pretty calm. You know, they might be passionate. In fact, most of the leftist protests I see, they're kind of mad. They're angry. They're much more frequent, but they're peaceful. And then the third one is these commie anarchists who've come in and are possibly paid. They're probably paid. I don't know if all of them are. But if you look online, you can see that people are grabbing screenshots of ads being posted on Craigslist in LA and other places saying, hey, you want to come out? And they won't quite say throw bricks at windows, but it's basically like you want to come out and make your voice heard in a very strong way. We'll pay you $12,000 a week to do so.
Wow.
So that is real money. That if I didn't have principles, I'd be like, dang, 12 grand.
12K?
Go out to LA.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was the high end. And the low end, like for a week in some of these ads, was 5 grand. That's the low end.
Like, what do you have to do to get to the high end?
What do you have to do to prove that you got to the high end?
Yeah, I was like, what? That's my mugshot.
I actually destroyed that concrete pylon and used the pieces to throw it at cars.
Maybe it's by tweet about you.
I don't know. But those ads are real. They're out there. And so this is the different class of protesters that get mixed up. And so the politicians is where it really gets mixed up because they're not really sure whether they're supporting the protests or the Democrats, anyway, because obviously Ron DeSantis isn't supporting this. but if you're Governor Newsom, you're going, am I supporting the protesters or am I supporting the violent protesters? He'd never say he's supporting the violence. But a lot of the money that these people get are from the same people funding these things. So they got to kind of dance around it a little bit. And I pulled this list from Liz Wheeler on X, 6 things you need to know about the riots in Los Angeles, because I thought it was really good at identifying that third group. Not only of the people who are maybe receiving checks to throw bricks and light things on fire, but how it mixes in with the politics. And I pulled sound and I'm like, let's do this because it's really good. Number one, she says they're violent, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's obvious. But just in case you hear the mainstream media and Democrats claiming the illegal alien riots are lawful protests with some unrest, no, the rioters are assaulting cops. Pouring gasoline on car engines and setting them on fire. Don't support that.
Yeah.
Hurling rocks at passing cars surrounding ICE facilities, blocking highways, waving Mexican flags, wearing pro-terrorism, pro-Hamas, like armbands and stuff. And one prominent masked rioter declared that America is the enemy. And this is like yesterday. This is now 24 hours more of this that we're seeing. And so you're going to hear a lot of politicians say, no. This is all peaceful. Don't believe your lying eyes. Here's Maxine Waters.
Even those who were out of step with what we are advocating, peaceful protest, did not create any violence. Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. And so when martial law is called, what are you going to say? I missed the point. Don't miss the point, you all. Don't think that somehow because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. And I went from downtown detention back out into the community, talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So, first of all, get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
Look, we're all smart enough to all of us, whether you're left or right, we're all smart enough to understand that there are peaceful protesters. Then there are other people who are not peaceful mm-hmm. protesters. That's the third group that I'm talking about. But when you hear somebody, a prominent politician like Maxine Waters, come out and say there was no violence, it's like Leslie Nielsen standing in front of the
nothing
fire.
Nothing to see here.
This didn't happen behind me.
Well, you know, and the thing to remember too is there, yes, there are peaceful protesters among this crowd, But the thing that is happening isn't Donald Trump isn't calling out the National Guard to corral the peaceful protesters. He's calling out the National Guard to stop the violent protesters.
Yes. Yes. That's the point. That's the point of the Insurrection Act, is that there's violence.
Yes.
If a bunch of people got around and wanted to play guitar and sing "Which Side Are You On" and do like a 60s sit-in or something. I mean, it's annoying if you block a highway.
Do a march or whatever.
Whatever, you know. It is, you would not see National Guard have to be called in. It's when there's the remnants of cars still smoldering that you're like, that's a problem. We know that's coming again tonight.
Throwing rocks, attacking police officers, all that stuff.
Exactly. So number two on this list is that it feels like a color, if it feels like a color revolution, that's because it is a color revolution. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, formerly, and this is where it gets mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So she was formerly the vice chair at the National Endowment for Democracy. If you ever hear a group that says something like that, that sounds so nice, like the international group that loves children, you're like, that's probably a terrible organization because they have these awesome names like National Endowment for Democracy. And then you follow the money and you find out, oh, it was funded by our tax dollars through USAID, a funded NGO whose purpose was to foment color revolutions abroad. To topple foreign regimes. She was a part of this. She was the vice chair. Bass is a political warlord. She's utilizing her experience to encourage these riots to try to topple Trump and you. So really, some of these people actually like the violence because it makes them look like heroes because they're able to stand up against the power that be. In this case, it's Donald Trump.
I just have to say that if you dial back time and go to Friday, if immigration raids had not happened here, we would not have the disorder that went on last night. I will tell you that it is peaceful now, but we do not know where and when the next raids will be. That is the concern, because people in the city have a rapid response network. If they see ICE, they go out and they protest. And so it's just a recipe for pandemonium that is completely unnecessary. Nothing was happening here. Los Angeles was peaceful before Friday. When we find out when and where the other raids are going to happen, that will determine how the police.
So it's their own citizens who, she said, quickly mobilized to go protest raids. And then it turned violent. So, but she's saying, no, back to point one, but there was no violence. It was peaceful, but we mobilized quickly against those things peacefully. But then they turned violent, but there is no violence. Okay. Number three, who's behind the riots? Billionaire socialist Neville Singham, who is known for being a paid mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, thanks to Data Republican for reporting on that. I actually looked into that myself. That's all fact-checked true. A group called CHIRLA, Cheerla, which is a pro-illegal alien group that received, surprise, surprise, over $30 million in taxpayer grants last year, is a communist political party called the Party for Socialism and Liberation. All of this is traceable. None of this is organic. It's staged. It's fake. It's the vanguard of the Marxist revolution these people have been working toward. Here is Representative Luna calling that thing out.
Just found a really great deep dive here from the Data Republican on X. So who is behind all these crazy riots in LA and that will be across the nation? Just like, remember, in the Summer of Love with BLM, remember who's organizing all that stuff? With this specifically is being funded by an individual by the name of Neville Singham, who actually made his money by pushing communist Chinese propaganda, became a billionaire doing it. He's now funding, and the guy behind all of these protests was also behind and tied to the protests at Columbia University, pushing all of that BS, if you don't remember. And then also, too, if you actually look at the social organization that's putting out these flyers, it's the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which is, and I kid you not, the actual Communist Party. So they're using Hispanics, they're using illegal immigrants, they're trying to hype people up thinking that they care, but they don't care. They did, they would stop illegal immigration. Obama deported people. Why all of a sudden now? It's political.
So this is the money behind the politicians, which is why they're real careful about these things. They don't necessarily come out and condemn the violence as much as you would think they would. I mean, they are people burning down. They're looting. Last night was looting. So some of these clips are before this all happened. But last night, they were looting Adidas stores. They were looting Apple stores. It's turned into complete chaos. Why would you not immediately want to snuff that out? You should. If you're a politician, it's your town. But they don't, because a lot of their funding comes from these groups. So they may not personally like it, but they're real careful about it. And so they might actually like it.
Or maybe they do.
Maybe they do like it. I mean, that's another good point. But these things are verifiable. You can trace the money. And there's footage yesterday, I think even during the show, it was coming out of face masks being dropped off, mm-hmm. not face masks like the COVID masks,
gas masks.
Like full fat, yeah, masks being dropped off by the truckload. Well, that's to prepare for a riot. That's to prepare people to riot.
For CS gas to prevent, you know, stuff yeah. to get people to disperse.
Right. And the pallets of bricks and stuff that you see, that doesn't just happen. People have to fund that stuff. You have to make signs. Sometimes you got to bus people in. A lot of these people, you find out, mm-hmm. we've knew in Ferguson, yeah. how many people were from outside this area that were bussed in to all these protests. This is the way it happens. That's all funded. That's all money that's coming in. That's the color revolution. That's the socialist, communist thing that we're talking about here. Number four, Donald Trump's immigration policies are immensely popular. Even CNN was recently forced to report the reality that in 2017, Trump's immigration policies had a negative 21 approval rating. But today, Trump's immigration policies are supported, that he's in the black, as you could say, supported by most Americans with an approval rating of plus one. Most people want a secure border and they don't want crime everywhere. Here's Harry Enten on CNN.
Start off on the fact that immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among 40. Immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were in fact immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
Another big question mark as to why Newsom, who is in the middle of rebranding himself to run for president in 2028, would find himself somehow here on the losing side of this issue when it comes to polling. Well, it's because of the money. Last one. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass could stop the riots. California Governor Gavin Newsom could stop the riots. They're choosing not to because they want open borders. And actually, as I keep saying, it's just because of the money. Now, Karen Bass may want actually open borders because she was part of that organization. They don't care about criminal, illegal aliens. They don't care about you. ABC's News' Terry Moran voiced the vicious hatred from the left that they feel about you. He called Stephen Miller and associated you with vileness. I don't know if I necessarily make that connection, but that's what Liz Wheeler is saying here. But ultimately, her point is that Newsom and co, as I said at the beginning, could really step in and stop this. And in fact, you've seen so many, 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 many clips of Democrat politicians pre-Trump. They were all for a closed border and all for deportations and very, very limited illegal immigration. In fact, here's Newsom from last year saying how he supported ICE, he supported more funding for these things because there was an election happening.
They need more resources. Everybody needs more resources. And the Republican Party has been consistently standing in the way of providing the resources, the support for the men and women working hard, not only here at the border, but out throughout the state of California and this country to address the issues related to the border.
So what's the big point here? The big takeaway is that it's important to remember that when people talk about protests, that's too big of a term because there are actual protests happening that we could debate the merits of like crazy, and we do. But this is not that. This is part of the anarchy, protest, class, color revolution, whatever you want to call it, the socialist commies, whatever, that come into situations and are apparently pretty well funded and they sow violence. They burn things down because they're trying to enact violent change in America. That's the point right now. That's the tip of the spear that needs to be stopped. And then you can talk about the protests against ICE almost as a separate issue at this point. And I think it's important to do that. We'll take a short break here. Ethan's coming in for Wiggins America. We'll take a little bit of a breather from this heavy stuff. So stick around. This is the Annie Fry Show, the Manny Fry Show today. Annie will be back tomorrow.
Annie's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
You guys are so cute.
Normally, that's something that you guys would do, I feel like, in just, you know, the whole cutes thing.
That was like you guys planned your outfits going into the time check.
Oh, my gosh.
So
awful.
Cute.
You know what?
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Not Wiggins America. Ethan's America. Ethan's America.
Didn't appreciate that, but thanks a lot, Brad. Gotta address John's comment here on the YouTube live chat quickly. We did not rehearse that.
They did a little bit right before.
Not really. I just gave Brad a little bit of guidance, like, "Hey, we're doing this. Get ready."
Guidance. Yeah, he said, "I'm doing this," and so I'm just along for the ride at that point.
Hey, you did a good job. You adjusted.
You
just turned off my microphone.
I didn't touch
for
your
no
mic.
Reason.
I didn't touch your mic.
I know. I literally just turned it off for no reason. So anyway, it's Wiggins America
you
time.
You guys are like the odd couple.
Setting myself up really well for
tomato.
This segment
today. You
feel today.
Left out there, Ryan?
No.
I sense a little jealousy.
I do too.
What's your topic?
7 favorite phrases to keep a conversation going.
Oh,
you guys,
good.
You guys ever feel like you're just kind of stuck in I have to find a way to like keep this going, like whether it be maybe to fill time or you guys, you know, you're on the air, you're on radio, you ever feel like yeah,
these are gonna be like old hat to us because we probably do them all the time.
Think so?
I do.
Okay.
Although I'll try to apply them to my personal life, not my professional life.
It's kind of interesting because normally I feel like people are trying to get out of conversations. This is the opposite, where you're trying to like keep a conversation going. And I'm trying to think of something in real life where like that would be important to do. Maybe if you're trying to avoid having to talk to someone else or something.
Look, if you're stuck in a situation, I'm trying to come up with one too. Let's say it's your, this hasn't happened here recently, but it's happened at every job I've ever been at. You go to like a luncheon where you're celebrating something, mm-hmm. either with the company or somebody's birthday or somebody's having a baby or something like that. And you go to a lunch and you end up sitting next to a coworker, maybe even on purpose, that you don't know, because you're like, I see this person in the office all the time, and sit down, have a conversation. And then you realize I have really nothing else to talk about.
That's
though.
Good. When you, so like maybe for filler.
Yes.
And, okay, gotcha. Because then you want to avoid the awkward silence.
Yes.
That's okay. Good thought. Okay. Well, let's see if any of these apply here. We got a couple minutes for these. The first one is, and these are just literally in quotations. I'm just going to read it. You tell me if you guys ever use them or your thoughts on them. Here's the first one. That's intriguing. Could you elaborate on fill in the blank?
I mean, that would work, but you sound like a nerd.
Yeah. I don't use that exact phrase, but oh, that's cool. Tell me more about that.
This says questions are a common strategy when you are trying to open up or liven up mm-hmm. a conversation. And this one, it says, is especially inviting, in quotations. It demonstrates genuine interest and encourages the other person to expand on a particular aspect of the topic.
So Brad went through the line first, and somebody brings that up, and you go, oh, that's intriguing. Could you elaborate on the fact that Brad went through the line first? I don't know
that
it would
work. That decision.
Like, was it a long
well,
line?
Well, they called for table number one, and I said, screw that. I'm going now.
I'm on at noon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm important.
Number two, I understand your point. Have you ever encountered... And then related experience or fill in the blank.
Have you ever encountered something different or?
Yeah.
It opens the door, it says, for you to learn more about the other person, yes. connecting the current topic to personal experiences.
I understand that you're eating lunch right now. Have you ever been to a restaurant?
Have you ever experienced a restaurant? Yeah.
You know, I kind of just want to go to like a work luncheon with you.
I do too.
And just to see how, because this is, I'm like, is this how Ryan would interact with sales?
So robotic. It's so robotic. Like I would literally, oh, that's kind of neat.
You know, some of these
restaurants. Has this ever happened to you?
They're like called fast casual now. You don't even sit down before you order at the table. You ever been to one of those?
I can relate to this topic.
I can relate to this topic. That's intriguing. Tell me more.
You know, I've heard you ask Annie questions like that.
It's because I'm phoning it in that day. I got nothing.
The next one. What are your thoughts on blank? I'm interested in hearing your perspective. This is a real easy one in our mm-hmm. world, though. I mean, like, yeah. even if you don't actually care, just because politics, everyone has a different opinion.
You could replace this one with just walking into a room and going, Trump, huh?
True.
And it would ignite everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody would have something to say.
You'd have to call in the National Guard. Maybe
yes,
the
you
Marines.
Would. Yes, you would. Insurrection Act.
In today's world, people are so quick to share their hot takes and tune out anyone else's. This phrase represents a refreshing departure from that tired trend, shifting the focus to someone else by encouraging them to share their point of view.
Ooh, I got another one.
Mm-hmm.
You ever started a podcast? Because everybody's now started a podcast.
I could say yes.
So can I.
We're literally on one right now. Somebody is listening to this on a podcast, even though I'm saying it live. How's this happening?
Whoa. And to you listening on the podcast, hi.
Hi. The next one here, how do you think that the current event or trend that is being discussed, right, will impact the relevant industry or interest.
The thing.
This is so weird because it's like it's putting general subjects.
How will the thing affect the current
thing? That's basically
thing.
What it is. How do you think? And then it says in parentheses, current event or trend will impact in parentheses again relevant industry or interest.
If somebody came in with this list to any conversation, you're my friend, and you ask them that way too. Don't fill in the blanks. Just kind of let them float and see what happens. Can you give us, I know we got to cut here, but can you give us a real quick preview of what we're going to do at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, so I had a friend that shared a phenomenal example of a sleepwalking freakout that occurred to him last night.
Last night.
Last
night.
So this
is breaking news.
So I brought this in, and Ryan's like, wait, let's make a segment out of it. Let's see if we can get some people to get share if they've had
and
any crazy experiences.
He's coming on the show.
He's going to come on in the 2 o'clock hour and share
this. Yes, come back for the 1 o'clock hour first, and then definitely at 2 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.